classical players cannot improvise. Real strict ones when it comes down to it.
No, I met a guy in Miami that was a very clever guy, good musician, but he was saying, you know, well, he was trying to write a Beatles song, and he'd analysed every Beatles song that had been written and was asking me about how one should go about it, you know. What do? You set out the form first, or... I was going, what are you talking about, you know?
That's exactly it.
He'd had all his music educated right out of him, you know?
That's right.
All his the instincts were just squashed. He could sure play piano,
oh, yeah.
But he couldn't sort of make any music out of it. You know, this has been said about teaching piano, or teaching any instrument, but just take piano, that a child goes expecting to learn how to play music and they end up learning to play the piano, you know? And it often is not very disappointed.
It's true.
Know? My children have lessons, but I don't... It's always a last minute practice before they've got to give a little show somewhere at the school, you know, they come up and... And everybody does something, you know, and they practice night and day. And then they suddenly realise they can't play the tunes they got to play, and then. Yeah. But I'd rather than sit there and say you must practice this or you must do so many hours a day and all that, just say, look, you know, if you can demonstrate that by practicing a piece you can end up playing it, once they know that, you can just, well, I'll leave it to you, you know. And they enjoy their music lessons and they enjoy their. Playing, and this is most important. You know, you're not training for a doctorate or a, you know,
right.
Like medical school or something like that. Music's to be enjoyed.
So you were playing piano and stuff in bands and things like that?
No, I didn't play much piano in bands. Piano was out in those days.
Yeah.
For a start, you could never hear the thing. And I mean, you know, maybe you played cocktail lounges and stuff like that, but I never. I used to play organ in bars. I was with the drummer that used to be with the Grease band. It was me and him. And some bloke used to come up and sing every now and again, three nights a week in the university town. And there used to be a belly dancer. You'd have 35 pages of a Persian market in E-flat. You know.
But you did learn how to read from all those lessons, though.
My reading on piano isn't too good. It's, you know, I'm getting better at it because I want to learn to read on piano. At sight read, my father could just put anything down and just go whoosh, straight through it, you know. Which I suppose put me off a little bit, you know, he was just so good at it. It was hard to follow, you know.
When you started doing sessions, you were mainly playing the bass on most of the sessions.
Yeah.
But yet, when you were arranging and all that stuff, you certainly had to know how to read.
No, it's different. By read, I mean I can read, you know, I know what the notes are and what everything means. But to sight read, to put a piece of music down on the piano and just go, you know, with few mistakes, I can't do that. But I can write, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier writing. It's more fun, right? I like writing, actually, if the truth be known, it's a bit cold. But somebody came up to me saying, hey, can you arrange? And I went, sure. What do you want? Hey, well, we got this horn section and this, okay, don't worry. And I rushed out for them. Forsyth's orchestration. Find out where to write the instruments. Oh, it was appalling. I had all the saxes too low. It was really muddy.
Yeah.
But I sorted it out, and I enjoyed. When you tap the old stand and it starts, and you just hear it all come back to you. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like writing for strings and things.
When did you start playing the keyboard and? I mean, really steadily then.
Never. I like to play piano for myself. You know, I've come back to it now. and I like the sound of a piano. I also like instruments that you can play on your own and not need anybody else. You know, that's organ was always great for that. You didn't have to rely on some crap bass player to try and follow you. You know, your pedals are there and all that, and you're away. All you need is a drummer. And I like to be fairly
self-contained
is the word. Yeah.
When you were doing like those nightclubs and things like that, you were using your bass pedals and you could get something down.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that came from church, you know. Mm. But, they weren't too bad times, really. Used to play a lot of music. Used to do Beatles songs and all the stuff, and then have a laugh, you know.
Did you ever do any singing?
No. That's been my one regret. I could never sing. I'm singing in the act.
Yeah, I know.
Again,
I hear you. It looks
conditions have to be better, I think. I can't hear, you know. Oh, it was terrible the other night. There was a resonant frequency on the microphone, which is a semitone lower than the key we were singing in, right? And so you'd find yourself drawn to this note, you know. Oh, it was awful.
You never sing on any of the Zeppelin albums? Any of the backup?
Any of the backing vocals?
You credit it with backing vocals?
That's right. Well, I've got everything it requires to be a singer except the voice.
Right. Exactly.
I can pitch, I can harmonize,
right.
I can do anything like that,
right.
But I just don't have. You know, I'm not a singer.
Right.
Quite simple. And I wish I was, and I can never remember words anyway. That's always been a problem.
Do you think your keyboard playing affected your bass playing any, or your bass playing affected your keyboard playing?
Oh, sure. It all comes out in the same place, doesn't it? Yeah.
And maybe the kinds of lines you would play, you know, your left hand, kind of things you play in bass, or vice versa.
I tend to play like a bass player with left hand, you know. I try and give it something. I guess it's trying to be self-contained again.
Yeah.
But I know jazz influenced me a lot. The jazz scales. You know. The clockwork and I sat down once. We could reduce any tune to those you know, those moving chords that. Yeah, dum da dum da dum, all those sort of things, and you could play any tune in changing every note. Right? And yes, that's some great fun.